Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Abby Farson Pratt, Assistant Editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with John Hall and Alan White to discuss their recent FHA article, Valuing Derivatives, Funding Value Adjustments and Fair Value, published in the May-June 2014 issue. John and Alan, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
In this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's dive right in. First, John and Alan, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, as you know, we've been working in the derivatives area for a long time now, maybe 30 years. So one of the things that's happened since the crisis is that the derivatives industry has looked carefully at the way it values transactions, and in particular the discount rates it uses. For example, it's the standard discount rate, as you probably know, has switched from being the LIBOR rate to the OIS rate for collateralized transactions. And one of the adjustments which the market has talked a lot about is this funding value adjustment, FVA, as it's called. And we thought that bringing a sort of finance economics approach to looking at FVA would be quite helpful, because most of the people in the industry have got very sort of myopic perspectives as far as FVA is concerned. You know, you're working on the trading desk, I get charged a certain cost of funding, and therefore I've got to recover this cost of funding, and so on. We wanted to take a big picture finance economics look at it, and essentially look at the position of the bank as a whole, rather than just the derivatives desk.
Yes, if I could add something here. In detail, what was happening was the derivatives traders were noting that the bank funding desk was charging them a rate of interest, which was generally well above what they considered to be, the risk-free rate, say LIBOR or OIS, whichever period you're talking about. And so they decided that this was actually a cost to their activities, this elevated funding rate that they were being charged. And our view on this was, this is actually an internal transaction with the bank. If it is costing the derivatives trader, if it is a cost to the derivatives trader, it is a benefit to some other part of the bank. And so in aggregate, it's kind of a null event from the point of view of the investors in the institution.
Great. So what approach did you take to this issue in your article?
Well, really, we've covered that in a sense, because it was a big picture finance economics approach, which was looking at the bank as a whole and whether the investors in the bank, as Alan says, should be charged, were bearing this cost, or whether they weren't bearing this cost. Mm-hmm. Whether the derivatives desk is bearing the cost or not is an internal transaction within the bank, but we were interested in taking a big picture look and see whether investors in the bank as a whole were bearing this cost, and our conclusion was that they weren't.
Yes. The big issue is what values get reported in the financial statements. On a trading desk or within a bank, individuals and trading desks can have their own views on values. But the values that get reported to the investors should reflect fair market values, exit values for the assets that are owned. And the values that are being calculated internally are some kind of internal estimate of value, but they don't reflect the fair market value. And so we've been trying to move the institutions away from this relatively recent change, towards returning to what they had been doing in the past.
Yes, the point here is that if you're talking about what accountants call the exit value, which is for a particular derivative, what you could get for it if you try to unwind your position, the exit value can't depend on anything about your costs. The exit value entirely depends on what the market values the transaction at. And so, therefore, idea that you would take your own funding costs into account in valuing something is contrary to accounting principles, because the accounting principles say this thing should be valued at the market price. It might be other people's funding costs that are relevant, but it's certainly not your funding costs that's relevant.
How do you expect that your findings or results will influence practice?
Let me start on this one. This is a really good question. There's been enormous pushback from the financial institutions, or from a large segment of them. They're deeply wedded to their belief that funding value adjustments should be made. It is still hotly debated in the industry as to whether this is the correct approach or not. John and I seem to be taking the lead on the anti-funding value adjustment arguments, but slowly we're winning converts. It's unclear to me how it will ultimately turn out.
Yeah, I think it would, you know, I think it's a mistake to say that the industry has just one approach as far as funding value adjustment is concerned. If there's a, there was a, an interesting article in Risk Magazine, I think it was the April issue this year, just a couple of months ago, which was entitled The Black Art of FVA Part 2. That already had a black art of FVA Part 1. And, you know, this basically said, yeah, a lot of people are making these funding value adjustments or talking about making the funding value adjustments, but they're all doing it in different ways. There's no unanimity. And then and some are in our camp and not making it at all. So that was a very interesting article in terms of indicating that there's a huge amount of confusion out there in the industry about on this particular point.
It's not an insignificant issue. You probably know that in January, J.P. Morgan reported a write-down of, I believe it was $1.7 billion, because they had decided to start making these funding value adjustments. So it does lead to substantial changes in valuations.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to mention other banks by name that we've talked to, but there are a number of other banks that we're aware of that basically agree with us that funding and value adjustments should not be made. And I just got back from a conference in Amsterdam, actually, where there were a lot of presentations on funding value adjustments, and you know, some of the more prominent speakers do seem to be more or less in our camp now. So I expect there'll continue to be confusion in this area for quite a long time. But we're hopeful that the sort of big picture finance economic arguments will win out in the end. And of course the accounting bodies, the standard setters, will get interested in this area as well.
Great. Well, John and Alan, thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, cfapubs.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at CFApubs. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2014 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.